This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Domestic engineering today with Kathy. Kathy, you know, I mentioned that I bought these Chinese socks. And I'd like to report on how durable they are. So the Chinese socks, in my opinion, are smaller. They don't go as high up the calf as American-made socks do. They aren't as large. So if you wear a size 10 and you buy a size that stretches up to 13, you're probably going to find that they're too small, even if you buy a size that's supposedly bigger than you wear. So after having Chinese socks for a year, I bought 12 pairs, and these are on eBay, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, so I put on a pair of socks, and I always buy the same. I mean, I used to buy gold toe, but they're hard to find. So, and I used to go to Sam's Club and get them, so I haven't been to Sam's Club for years, you know, in the store walking around for over a couple of years now, and so I haven't bought any gold toe socks. So I have these all-black Chinese socks. And they're tight because I wear a size 10 and these are size 13. So even though they're three sizes bigger, they're still too small. So the toes poke through the socks, and I had a doctor's appointment with my pulmonologist yesterday, so I was putting on some socks and I went through all 12 pairs. And every single one except one sock did not have a hole in the toe. Every single one. So out of 12 pairs, 12 pairs, 11 and a half pairs had holes in them. So every pair of socks has a hole. I mean, every pair, right? Okay. So you figure 365 days a year, divide it by 12 pairs of socks, what is the life expectancy of a Chinese sock? 30 days. You can do the math yourself, class. 365 divided by 12 is about 30. So a pair of Chinese socks lasts up to 30 wearings. How about that? Did you ever consider that? Well, that's the way it is. Substandard materials. Who would buy a pair of socks knowing that they're only going to last 30 wearings before your toes poke through the end of them? Who would do that? I guess we just don't know that our toes are going to poke through them. Kathy, any comments?
That's not a very good quality. You know, Vince, you were talking about gold toe, and I used to buy those for my husband at Sam's. I knew exactly what you were talking about. So I did a search, and I did find some at Penny's. Now, they were kind of expensive. I think they were $22 for six of them there. And I kind of talked to the woman, and she said, oh, you can put it on your Penny's credit card and get a discount. And there was a coupon code, but you could only use it with their credit card. But I talked to her and says, no, I'm only paying cash. So she gave me the 20%. She was very nice about it. But when I was looking online, Dillard's had an ad come up, and it said, oh, we see you are looking at gold toe. We don't have those. We have something called Gold Label. So I don't shop at Dillard's hardly ever, but I had a gift card from a return that I had, and I still had money on it. I thought, well, I'll go over and look. And they did have some they were called Gold Label, and they were made in the United States. And they actually feel nice and thicker and fuller than the other socks that my husband had. So I'm going to give those a try for him, and we'll see how long those last. But they were made in the United States, which, okay, so I bought some. And they were actually pretty reasonable for six of them. I think they were but I think they were only like $14. And so I was really surprised at Dillard's that they were that cheap. But, Vince, I think that clothing with the import and the problems that we're having, especially socks and underclothes and jeans, if you can get them, I would buy them now because I just think they're going to go up. Because when I went to buy the socks at Dillard's, they only had one package left. They didn't have like a whole rack of them. It was just completely empty. And I'm guessing when they go in there, they come back in, when they get them, the price is probably going to go up your 25 or 30%.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the price that you mentioned is 40% higher. The lowest price that you were able to get them for is 40% higher than the price I used to pay a couple years ago at Sam's Club when you bought Gold Toe socks in bulk.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, let's see, Kathy, we've got a couple calls on the line. First there'll be Kyle, and then there'll be a call from Alabama. Kyle, welcome. You're on first.
Good morning. You know, Vince, they need a new size. I know, I can't hardly help it. They need a new size, and that size needs to be, it's called non-oriental.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Small,
and
medium,
same,
large, and non-oriental.
Right, well, you're absolutely right, Kyle. And you know, this may sound like we're picking on the non-orientals. It's not the case. What we're saying is that if you buy a hat made in China, a ball cap, it doesn't fit. It's not tall enough. If you buy a Chinese mask, like a dust mask from the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit our face. It doesn't fit our head. And the socks don't fit our feet. You're right.
Yeah. What? Okay, and here's a tip for people. I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry. My mind runs like that. But anyway, here's a tip for people. Right. So if you go to a thrift store and you find socks that are in really nice shape and used, chances are they're going to last because they've already lasted more than 30 days.
What a great point.
Yeah.
What a great point. But seriously, Kyle, I did the math. The Chi-Com socks last 30 uses. Actually, they don't even last that because your toes poke. If you say that when you poke your toes through them, that, you know, you're done with them. I'm not done with them. So I asked Mrs. Finelli if she would, you know, if she would mend some of my socks. I don't think she realizes it's 23 of them. But they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Hey, I appreciate
you know,
the
Vince,
call, Kyle.
There's another way of looking at this. If you want to go barefoot out in the garden without your whole foot getting into the dirt, you could wear those socks, and then you'd at least be grounding one toe. Anyway, I'll let the other caller get on. I just had to tell people that stuff. Anyway, thank
Kyle,
you very much, Vince, and we'll see you in a week.
Yeah, Kyle will be on with us next Thursday. Kyle and Kathy alternate Thursdays most of the time. Kyle, thank you so much. All right, that was Kyle. And we have Appliance Cabin in Alabama. Welcome.
Hey, Vincent. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really, really well. You know, the last time I was in Alabama, I was doing a seminar, and I was scheduled to talk about the great lies. And it was one of the great lies is that we went to the moon, and circled the moon, landed, took off, came back to Earth. And I was going to tell that story until I found out that the town I was going to be speaking in is the same town as NASA. And I'd probably be lynched.
Oh, Huntsville.
But, yeah.
Well,
so
I was formerly in Florida. I don't know if you remember. I'm the one who we've communicated for years. And you walked me through one of my first house purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got that German Shepherd as per your recommendation. Going to breed him and have another one in the next year or so, I'm sure. And glad I live out in the country. I'm just working on the homestead. But anyways, so I wanted to talk about the appliance parts supply at the moment, you know, something I've been in for over a decade. Everybody just needs to stay away from any electronics or Asian brand of appliances because the supply chain for appliance parts is just terrible. Almost 50% of all Samsungs we're working on right now, the parts are factory back ordered and, you know, soon to be discontinued. So I'm spending so much of my time explaining to our customers that the part that they need is unobtainium. It's not there. There's no more. They're not going to make any, and you're going to have to get rid of this thing. I don't know any machinists. I don't have a 3D printer. We can't help you. I'm sorry. If you can find it, I'll install it for you, and we'll see what happens. So
are you saying that what I have been saying for years is absolutely correct about these appliances, the parts?
Yes. What we've said has come true, and terribly unfortunate, but it we saw it coming. You saw it coming, the survival economist. So, folks, get the old stuff, get the analog stuff, hold on to it. Just don't even worry about putting a bunch of money into your highly digitized Samsung or LG, especially not an LG refrigerator.
I absolutely agree.
And if you need it, get it now.
Okay. Our daughter bought one, and I tried to talk her through putting a hard start kit on her General Electric refrigerator, and she wanted to have a refrigerator right away. Hers quit, and so she bought a floor model. It was one of those stainless steel Asian refrigerators, and it didn't have the center of the refrigerator crisper for, you know, deli meats, that kind of a thing. And this was, you know, before the genocide. So I went into the store that she bought it from, and in Virginia, I happened to be visiting. And I said, so I've been looking all over for that vegetable crisper. You know, a gal came up to me and said, can I help you? And I said, I've been looking all over for the vegetable crisper. Do you have it? And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? I said, well, our daughter bought one of these and doesn't have one. So she looked it up and she said, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's optional. You know, you can order one of those. Now, I'm talking about that center pull-out drawer that every American refrigerator has, every single one. But when you buy an Asian refrigerator, you know, side-by-side, it's optional. And our daughters would say, Dad, what are you doing? You left the freezer door open. I didn't even touch the freezer door. I didn't open the I just looked in the refrigerator, closed the door. She said, look, there it is. It's open again. What happens is these things are so flimsy, so light, the magnets are so weak on the refrigerator door gasket that if you open the refrigerator side of a side-by-side and close it, the freezer door pops open from the air pressure. We'll be right back. If you stay with us just another minute or so, we can talk a little bit more about this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So back about this refrigerator freezer side by side that our daughter bought, and it was either LG or Samsung. It had a kind of a curved front. I wouldn't have bought it, but she obviously decided that she wanted to get this thing because it was half price. It was half price because it had a little scratch in the side of it, and it was on the floor, and they didn't have any. So when you go to the big box store like Home Depot, they don't have them. They have them in a warehouse someplace, and they'll deliver it to you. But if you want one right then and there, and you know, buy it from the back room, there's no back room. So she ended up getting this one off the floor, and so you close the refrigerator side door, and the freezer door pops open because of the air pressure. They haven't figured out how to prevent that from happening. The magnets are too weak to hold the door, the freezer door, from opening. So I called the manufacturer, and I talked to this gal, and she was reading the script, and she had no idea what was going on. And she ultimately told me, Mr. Vincent, you see, it's designed that way. You see, the air pressure inside, when you close the refrigerator side, it pops open the freezer side. It's designed that way. That's really a feature. That's the nonsense of the morons that people hire to talk to customers. And do they really expect us to believe this nonsense? So you're absolutely right. Don't buy an Asian appliance. They're absolutely fraught with problems. And as you said, the supply chain. And I've got a quick, have you seen that too, or is it just me?
Well, I just tell the customer straight up, they are designed that way to be disposable. They're designed like it's a styrofoam cooler with it's not even stainless. It's a painted plastic, you know, to look metal. Maybe an aluminum alloy. It's all junk. They, you know, LG put the wrong refrigerant in a compressor, the linear compressor, because the EPA didn't approve the 410, and it's just a big lawsuit in the making. But since you mentioned food, the other day you and Dr. Shealy were talking about ponds, and my wife and I are planning on excavating and digging a small pond. Can you give me any advice on that? I want to make it as no-tech as possible so that when the collapse comes, we don't have to worry about pumping and...
Okay, so you need a clay liner, okay? And what you do is you excavate, you find an area where water will run downhill. You excavate it out, and you have a spillway for the overflow if you have a, you know, torrential rain, so you don't break the dam. And it will take probably a couple years for it to seal itself if you have some clay in the bottom. So you dig down, so you hit clay. You find out from your neighbors how far that is, or talk to the state environmental people. They'll tell you, you know, how far you have to dig down. And it works great, but just make sure that the runoff that goes into the pond isn't from glyphosate, you know, pesticides and herbicides and weed killer and all the rest of it. And you can stock it. Typically, you can buy a fish for a dollar. You can go buy a bag of fish at the local farmer's store and buy catfish for a dollar or so a piece. And you can buy fish food in 25 or 50-pound bags, and you can start feeding your fish. And you will have, and we did that. We had fish that were maybe a few inches long, and now they're like 2 feet long. And it's great. It absolutely works. I mean, where can you get, you know, a fish for a meal for an entire family for a dollar, you know, plus food?
Exactly.
And you get them started on food, and then they find their own food. So, yeah, it absolutely works, but there will be some excavation costs. But you're going to have some water for your other animals, and if you put a cattle water at the low side of the pond, if there is such a low side, and you have some cows, that will save the water. It won't let them, you know, stand in the water and get it all, you know, full of pee and poo. You'll have a great pond and a cattle water all at the same time, and it'll be all naturally. Nature will provide the gravity flow, and it just works. But I had a question for you. So our son was at Menards, and they had a stack of appliances. They had $25 a piece. This was a while ago, a couple years ago, I guess. And there was a Whirlpool washer with an agitator. He said, "Dad, they've got a Whirlpool washer with an agitator. It looks brand new. I mean, it looks brand new. Whirlpool, agitator, everything you would want, $25. What do you want me to do?" I said, "Get it." You got it home and it doesn't work. It is not the same transmission. It's not the same controls. It's an electronic piece of junk, and the darn thing doesn't drain properly. Have you experienced this?
Yes. Is it the belt or stator?
No belt. There's no belt.
No belt. Okay. Got it.
No. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's Defense Ministry. With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation and invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
And the use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
In order to save voiceless lives, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy or when a heartbeat is detected. As the threat of World War III looms as a major concern for most Americans, former NATO Secretary Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Fox News Thursday morning discussing the role of NATO to deter Russia's aggression in Europe.
This is a time when the heads of state can get together and actually talk about not only what is being done, but what more can be done, and also talk about the issue of China. I think that is going to come up, and I think everyone knows that unity, together talking to China, will be certainly important to keep them from helping Russia with this dreadful situation. And I think they will be talking about what more we can do with arms and just shoring up our defenses. And I think we've already seen that Secretary General Stoltenberg has said we will be doubling the numbers of troops along the border with Russia that are NATO allies. So all of these things are very important for the heads of state to talk together in person and getting a back and forth, and I think it's a very good thing.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a quick update. You know, I think more people are paying attention. Our ranking keeps rising. And I just checked during the break. And so, Kathy and Kevin, this broadcast is beating Larry Elder, Dave Ramsey, NPR's Morning Edition, and CBS Radio. No kidding. So, that being said, what are your thoughts about this this Whirlpool, substandard Whirlpool agitator washing machine that's relatively new, that our son bought for $25, that the drain does, the drain cycle doesn't work, or the spin cycle. It spins, but it just doesn't drain right.
So you said it's the one with the rotary motor, the stator?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so that's a Cabrio. And, well, most of the control boards on them are around $300. If that bearing goes bad, you're overhauling the entire machine, and it's usually not worth the repair. So, yeah, I find that it's just the direct drive ones that you mentioned that you keep as a backup, and so do I. If you can get a hold of one, I would definitely get one, folks.
Okay, so it's a control board. Okay, that's what I diagnosed it as because I troubleshot everything, but I didn't have a drop-in control board. Okay, so it's everything else is fine except for that. All right, so it's virtually worthless. Got it. Well, I appreciate your call. And one quick question. Of the things that you've heard us talk about on the air over the years, have we given you any bum steers? Have we sent you in the wrong direction at any point?
No, never. I've considered y'all to be a big part of my maturation. You and all of the instructors have been a wise counsel, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You've changed my life, and I've not to sound cultish yet or anything. I'm just saying you've been a big part of where I am today personally.
Well, I love it. And here's the great news. I'm working on putting the band back together so we can have an event here at the farm. So instructors, students, we can all get together, small groups of like a couple hundred at a time. So keep that in mind, and it'd be great to meet you. And I think it'd be wonderful for the instructors.
I've been to your expo. Does that sound like you did one in Pensacola, one of your Get Prepared expos. I met Matt Stein and Dr. Wallach when I was pretty young. And, so it goes beyond just listening. And I would love to come and attend the class. That would be amazing. I'd spend, my savings to do that. Yeah.
Well, we'll try to keep it to a minimum, expense, and we're working on that. So, hey, thank you so much for calling. Feel free to call in anytime. Glad to hear you.
Thanks,
great
Doctor.
To hear
God
your voice.
You.
Glad to. God bless you. All right. That was Kevin. Kevin in Alabama followed our advice. Isn't that great, Kathy, to hear someone who literally listens and acts upon what we talk about? I think it's wonderful. Your thoughts, Kathy?
Oh, he's great. I remember when he was on with us a little bit earlier, and he's just a wealth of information. And I still have a dryer. A quick comment, when I had this at one of my other houses, a repairman walked in and he said, "Lady, don't ever get rid of those machines." And my dryer is 38 years old. Now, I used it more then because there was times when we were moving and I didn't have clotheslines and things like that. But my washer, I have an old Maytag that I bought used, and I agree, stay away from the electronic stuff, try to buy old. Everything I have, all my appliances are pretty old except for a refrigerator, but it's not electronic. It's just, regular refrigerator. So he's great, Vince. What good advice. And, Vince, I had a comment about your socks. Now, if your socks were longer and you had a thing in your toe, you could, if you stitch it right, you can you can turn the socks inside out and stitch them. But you just have to do it right so it doesn't, bother the ends of your toes. But your socks are too short, so she's going to have to stitch them up for you.
I'm going to leave that up to Mrs. Finelli. I'm going to mention that, turn them inside out and stitch them, and maybe we'll get another, maybe we can double the life so we could wear them 60 times. class, when you think about this, if you buy a generator, big box store, an emergency generator, the design life of that generator is 30 days. So if you were to start it up and change the oil every day. You know, every 25 hours is when you're supposed to change the oil. If you, under ideal conditions, you know, you don't abuse it, if you were to start it and run it, and then when you ran out of fuel, let it cool, put new fuel in it, start it, run it, as if you wanted to run it continuously but safely, because you don't want to put fuel in a hot engine. If you did that, it would last 30 days. 30 days. So I think the socks makers in China have said, you know what? We can do the same thing. I'm sure they have accountants that said, we don't need to make durable socks. Just 30 days. That's it. But when you think about it, that's how long they last. It's an outrage. Okay, Kathy, I wanted to talk about Dial soap. I know that you buy it, we buy it. And we buy it in, I think it's the 18-pack from Sam's Club. And I don't like the yellow because it leaves our towels brown or tan. White towels turn tan. Not around the edges. Only the part that you use to dry your body that turns tan. I'm not kidding. And so you have these, you know, grayish tan towels that used to be white because the yellow from the soap comes off the soap. And actually, I had a bit of soap that came off a bar. And it stayed at the drain. We have a perforated drain rather than one of those pop-up drains in the bathroom. And so this little chip, probably the size of a lima bean, was in the sink. And I wanted to see what happened. And the yellow left. The yellow was the first thing to leave the chip of soap. And it's just that, you know, gelatinous goo at the bottom of the sink drain, or the bottom of the sink. And so the yellow comes out. And it goes on your body. And so I use that for deterring mice from entering the equipment that's in the barn. So if I've got a tractor and I want to make sure the mice don't go under the hood, I put a bar of soap in there. A Dial soap is the best, and because it stinks. And class, so when the IRS or the state says, y'all, you know, you didn't pay sales tax on those bars of soap, I'm going to say, yeah, I don't use them. They're for the mice. See, if you put it under the hood, the mice don't eat the wires and the hoses and the lines, etc., and the insulation. So it's really, it's less expensive, and it's not as bad for the environment as rat poison and mouse poison. So Dial soap, no kidding. And then if you decide to use it later on, if it doesn't stink so much, you can use it. But don't get the yellow. Get the blue package because that's white and it doesn't turn your towels and your skin brown or tan or yellow from the yellow dye in the soap. Kathy, any comments?
You know, you mentioned that last year and I had the yellow, and the only place I use it now is in the utility room sink because it's just a utility sink. I took all the orange, yellowish ones out, and I replaced it with the blue. And I think I've got Caress. Sometimes they have Caress, and that's relatively inexpensive. But it did the same thing. I have a spot on my sink that it literally absorbed into the sink. I could never get that out, that color from the soap, because it was in the soap dish, and it would go over. And it did it on my towels and my washcloths. But since I stopped using the yellow, my towels have stayed white. Vince, I want to make a comment. You know, Kyle said something about the socks. And the other thing with buying them, if you like the socks, like if you find them at a thrift store, most of the time I'm guessing they would be washed a couple times and they would be pretty much pre-shrunk. And because most people put them in the dryer. And that way, if you found some, like some people just don't want them, they don't like the style or the color, that would be something too. And you can get them cheap. I think you can get them like for a quarter a lot of times. They're so cheap at the thrift store. And that's where, when I was a stay-at-home mom and trying to make it, it was, we didn't really have good thrift stores back then, but it was mostly like garage sales and warehouse sales. And we used to have stores around. They were kind of like a Big Lot. But you could get deep discounts on groceries. It was sort of a place where they would just take stuff that they didn't want anymore. And I remember getting shampoo and canned goods. It was non-perishable stuff. But I don't know if certain communities still have that, but that's how I really survived with garage sales, estate sales, warehouse sales, because we just couldn't afford to go and let's just go to Penny's or Sears or something back then and pay $30 for a pair of shoes. We just couldn't do it. So I looked around for nearly new things or new things. A lot of times at garage sales, I found brand new things, especially like shoes and slippers for the kids. So that's a hint if somebody needs it,
Yeah, very, very good. And during one of the breaks class today, I added a scoop of coffee, added 6 more cups of water, hit the button, and re-brewed with the same coffee grounds. Coffee, I'm drinking it right now. It just as good to me as a fresh brewed, used once set of coffee grounds. At least, really. So you can do that. And you know what? As times get tougher, you may want to do what we do, and we have a reusable coffee filter. So we don't use the paper ones. We don't use the ones that have the dioxins that are bleached with chemicals, you know, the wood pulp that's turned into coffee filters. We have the reusable screen. It's a stainless steel screen. It's gold plated, so it looks like gold when you buy it, but the gold kind of dissolves, and I don't think that's a problem, eating the gold over a long period of time. So that's, we keep reusing the same reusable coffee filter over and over, and they last years if you're careful with them. Years. So what are you going to do if you can't find paper coffee filters? They're about $5. You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get them on the internet, and they're available, these gold-colored reusable stainless steel coffee filters. Any comments, Kathy?
Vince, I do have a couple of those because we have 2 different styles of coffee makers. I do have those, but you can get them at Sam's. I think you can get like 700 for like 3-something, the paper, if for whatever reason you don't want to use the gold ones.
Okay. And our coffee maker is a Black & Decker. It's a very inexpensive one. We bought 2 of them years ago. We figured, you know, it costs almost as much. It was like $14.99 for the whole coffee maker and about $10.99 or $9.99 just for the carafe, the glass carafe. So we bought 2 of them because for $5 more, you could get 2 whole coffee makers rather than 1 coffee maker and a carafe in case the glass breaks. We haven't broken the glass in over 6 years, and so we still have a brand new coffee maker. They last really a long time, and you don't need all those features. You really don't. And the coffee that comes out of them is pretty much identical to the coffee that would come out of a coffee maker that costs 10 times as much. And we also use powdered milk. We take a box of powdered milk or a bag of it and pour it into use spaghetti sauce jars.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just made it back. You know, I was leaning out toward the window out of the studio, and I just took a picture of our son, who... This little calf, this couple-day-old calf, is following him like a puppy. And so I just took a couple pictures of it, and it will be in the book. You know, that's one of the joys of farming. Kathy, I was talking with a farmer recently, and the farmer said that, gosh, you know, we haven't made any money. You know, and haven't made any money, and they're concerned about being audited because they haven't made any money. And I said, well, we haven't made any money either. We haven't made any money, and I'm not concerned about being audited. Actually, I would really kind of enjoy it, because if we're audited, I will tell the IRS while we're on the phone with them that I just want you to know that this call is being recorded for quality and other purposes, training purposes, and I will record it. I'll play it on the air. So, you know, I'm looking forward to those guys auditing, you know, us, for the inability to make money because of all the rules and regulations and rigged markets, etc. But I mentioned powdered milk, and what we do is we buy powdered milk and we put it in washed out clean spaghetti sauce glass jars because it keeps for a really long time. We keep it cool and dry and out of the light, and then we use it. We open the jar lid, pour it into a cup of coffee. We make milk for scrambled eggs, and we don't go buy milk at the store anymore. Now, we used to, but we don't do that anymore. Money's tight around our farm, and so I just calculated, you know, how much does it cost to go buy lettuce and how much does it cost to go, you know, top off the fresh items? Well, it costs us about $16 in fuel to go get milk or milk and bread or milk, lettuce and bread. So for 17 cents a loaf, we make our own bread. literally. Sam's Club shipped us in a 25-pound bag of flour, bread flour. And so if you have the yeast and you have a little bit of oil and salt and a little bit of sugar, you can make your own bread with an inexpensive used bread-making machine. So you don't have to go to the store. Kathy, any comments?
Well, that, Vince, you mentioned lettuce. I was reading an article, and a head lettuce, just iceberg lettuce, used to be 99 cents. It's around $1.99 now, and it was up to $2.99. And I know you grow your own lettuce, and it's so easy. And what I do is I have a concrete patio out my back door, and I have a couple. They look like rectangular window boxes. They're probably about 4 or 5 inches wide, and I have 3 or 4 of them. And I put your container potting soil in there, and I put it right outside my door. And I have lettuce until it bolts. But the nice thing about that is I can move it into the shade if we're getting really hot days, or in the garage, like if it gets up in the 90s, and it sort of protects it from bolting too soon. I mean, I have some in my garden, but if you just do that and you plant kale or Swiss chard or any of the other greens, you can save a ton of money. You know, Vince, one of the other things that I did, and I have to admit, it took me a long time, and it was because you and Sharon were talking about it. I asked for a pressure cooker for Christmas, and I actually pressure cooked for the first time a few weeks ago. And Sharon was on the phone with me and sending me texts back and forth and helping me and just kind of giving me tips. But I read the book. I watched some videos, and I thought, okay, I'm going to just do this. But I was intimidated. For as much canning as I've done with the water bath, I have to be honest, I was intimidated. I just thought, I just don't really understand this, or I don't know how to do it. And it's really pretty easy. But I heard stories about the pressure canners blowing up, so it just was in the back of my mind. So I have to admit that I'm a slow learner on that.
No, I don't think you're a slow learner at all. I think you're a leader and an example that would be great to follow. But I have a question for you. I never really asked you this question, but I know you've talked to some of the faculty members privately, not with me involved. Just you've talked to them, they've called you, and you've called them, etc. What is your take on the USA Prepares faculty? People you haven't even met in person. What's your take on who we are, Kathy?
Vince, they're my new friends. You are my friend, and Sharon and Gwyneth and Kyle. I mean, I don't talk to Rich on the phone, but I feel like I know him. Dr. Sheely is wonderful. Everybody, they're genuine. They're helpful. We have all this in common, and they're willing to help. And my older friends, I still have them, but it feels so good to know that I can go to people and talk with you. You know, you have just been a blessing in my life. And like Kevin said, I think you've affected so many people that you don't even realize. Vince, I mean, I was so scared when I called in the first time that I probably would laugh if I went back and listened now. But you guys, you've really been.
And how about Lou Cassidy? I know you've talked to him.
Yes, and he's my new guardian angel, and I'm so appreciative of all his help. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, and Lou gave me a couple computers that I put together, and I now have Dragon Naturally Speaking working. I did that last night, and I am so excited because the book is getting really close, because now all I have to do is dictate and correct and add the pictures. I'm really excited. Lou, thank you so much. Kathy, thanks for being in class today. It's wonderful broadcasting with you. I'm sorry it's only 2 hours class, but I had 214 items I wanted to talk about today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.